everyone. Welcome to Tuesday on SEN, the home of sport. SEN stands for Sports Entertainment Network. We're coming out of 1170 AM in Sydney, but right across the network, Queensland listeners taking us. We're still on daylight savings hours for one more week or until the end of this week. Wherever you're listening on the SEN app on this Tuesday, great to have your company. How about you just give us a call on the Motorola open line, 1300 01 1170, and you can text 0457 736 736. That is the Edgewater Homes text line. We're here for the good people at Brighton's Lawyers. You know them well for all your legal advice. Look, we can't thank Brighton's Lawyers enough. And the support they give sports clubs too around the country as well is fantastic. 1-800-848-848 is the Brighton's Lawyers number. On the show today, Rabbitohs forward Tom Burgess will be coming on the program. A little feather in the cap for Tom, and of course he was part of that emotional night on Saturday night. But Tom Burgess, now fourth most capped Rabbitohs player, has edged ahead of Bob McCarthy. That's pretty big for Tom Burgess, what he's achieved in the game of rugby league. Michael Carrianis from The Telegraph, Michelle Bishop coming on the show. We'll check in with Sportsbet, Nick Ashman. But, of course, Greg Alexander is here. And later in the program, he's going to give us the full story. We touched on it like in the final seconds of yesterday's show. He just threw out a little bit of burly into the water. Greg Alexander, former Formula One celebrity car racing driver, which I must say was one that I missed, Greg Alexander. And you will revisit that story later in the show.
Vossi, yes, I will. Grand Prix on this weekend, of course, down in Melbourne, Albert Park. And we did read out something yesterday that the Grand Prix, it was, what, 78th year?
86, I think. 86
years. Australian Grand Prix. Who would have thought? Adelaide was where it started, wasn't it? Then it moved to Melbourne. But Albert Park has been the home of the Grand Prix now for a long time, more than 25 years. That's where I did my business, Andrew, at Albert Park.
Your business.
The circuit
your
of
business,
Albert Park.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we'll get that a little bit later. 21 years ago.
Do you still
now,
put on... Can I just check with you, ahead of the story, yes, do you still put the leathers on from time to time? Do you sort of get around the northern beaches of Sydney, just walk around holding the helmet? Oh, yeah, I'm sort of special. I'm sort of important guy.
Every now and then I might throw them on. Yeah, so for special occasions. Not necessarily outside of the house, but...
I don't think you meant to say that.
Oh, right.
Special occasions, but not outside the house. Wow. Wow. Could I borrow them? Maybe I could wear them on the ride on mower. That would be a bit full on, wouldn't it?
Full
leathers, helmet. That'd be nice.
Just the neighbours driving past. Yes.
Yeah.
There's Vossie, look, dressed up in his leathers again, out in the ride on.
It's good to have your company, Brady.
Nice to be here. Nice to be here. Yeah. Andrew, I guess the weekend of rugby league was that big that the stories just continue, don't they? We touched on a few yesterday of good Joseph Swali'i going to rugby has created a fair bit of debate yesterday. Everyone wanted to have their say about Joseph Swali'i.
Yep.
And also the Clint Gutherson story, the very odd story. When someone read that to me, I said, just run that by me again. What Parramatta are after a game-breaking fullback, yet have just extended Clint Gutherson's contract over the off-season. I don't know where that one goes. That's an odd story.
No, I haven't really heard of anything like that being leaked out of a club before. I mean,
well, Parra haven't come up and said much about it. Parra haven't said, "Oh, hang on, we Clint's still our man. He's our captain." But we're still chasing a game-breaking fullback. We need something.
But no emphatic denial from Parramatta. Let's start on that. Actually, we'll go with that one first one, because Matty Johnson's very strong on this one. I'm not sure whether you heard it yesterday with Matty White, the full wash-up from the weekend. Matty Johns joins Matt White every Monday morning. This was Matt Johns speaking on that issue of the Eels in the market for the X-Factor player for the back line.
cannot believe that. Righto, well, who are they going to go after? If they're saying, right, we're going to go and, you know, poach another fullback. And, yeah, they've got Mitch, who's just signed for 1.2. Dylan Brown on basically a lifetime deal. Gutho's on big money. I'm just putting myself in the situation. Just sitting there and, you know, the Knights call you in and, g'day, mate, just going to let you know, mate, that we're in the market for another six. You walk out and you hop behind the car, and I tell you what, you're in a pretty morbid sort of mood. You put on a bit of Simon Garfunkel on the stereo. You can't tell me he's walked away from that meeting going, are they serious?
Yeah, well, I think that's a pretty honest reaction that most of us would have.
Exactly. Gutho, look, mate, you're going well. You played well on a good win against the Panthers. You're arguably one of our best players.
Best player.
We need something else. We need something more. We need a game breaking fullback.
And you're not it. Is that what the, is that, well,
you
that,
might have to slide out in the centres. You might have to play centre, and Wunga Blake will be playing New South Wales Cup.
Yeah, Parramatta fans, love to hear from you today. Obviously, more on that one now that the dust has settled on the breaking of that story. Now, Joseph Swali'i, there's a few that have put it in the sights today. One on the signing, not personal, from David Campese. He's told the Telegraph the money spent on luring Joseph to rugby union should have been spent at the grassroots level to stop rugby's next generation of juniors from switching to the NRL. And it's a pretty good point that David makes, and this is what I said yesterday. Joseph Swali'i, you know, rugby union could have had him for what, and Tim Horan backed it up yesterday on our show, $200, $250.
Cheap.
And now, if he had have been in rugby union, he's getting paid no more than $400, $500, but to get him back, now they're going to pay $1.6. They're going to pay triple to get him back. How about they sign up with kids earlier?
Yeah, can I just say something on that, though? If Joseph Swali'i hadn't have come across and played at the Roosters, There's no fanfare about Joseph Swali'i. He just signs with rugby and gets lost in the, as I said yesterday, lost in the mix of rugby players.
Yeah.
And no one would know his name. Like, if he just went to rugby, no one would know him, Andrew.
No.
He's only got a name because he played with the Roosters. So the name has cost rugby union that extra money.
Well, I'm saying this. I think it's a broader issue, and we'll get to Gus Gould in a moment, who's gone on the attack full on last night, vintage Gus. But, you know, the GPS rugby schools have a bit to answer for. So in the case in Sydney, as I understand it, Newington have their first 15. Newington, you know, famous rugby union college, but 13 of the 15 are signed to play rugby league. So who's responsible for that happening? Why don't GPS rugby schools pull your heads out of your asses and let the kids play rugby league? And then it's a free-for-all. The rugby union, rugby league can identify the talent. You can play both. You can play both at the college. Why can't they play both rugby union and rugby league in these schools? What are they so scared of? If rugby league's taking their players anyway and they can't hang on to them and making them better athletes and making them then $1.6 million attractive to get back to your sport, how about you let them play rugby league in the first place? Pull your heads out of your ass, GPS schools. It is time to move in to the 21st century and let your kids who want to play rugby league for your college. Proudly represent your college playing rugby league. Why not? Where's the problem?
Because most of the boys at GPS schools that are playing, that have signed with league clubs, have signed with, you know, Any number of players are out there running around, already signed
more and more every year.
NRL clubs, yes. Vossi, they play league to start their life. And then they look for the education and the fanfare that goes with going to a GPS school. They look for that, and most of them get scholarships. So it's paid for them. So those $30,000, $40,000 a year schools then pay for these rugby league juniors to then go to their schools where they are forced to play rugby because there's no
forced
other option.
Forced to play, that's right. No choice.
But don't,
no, that's right.
You know, and in the in who's the ARU head bloke, McLennan or McLennan, I don't know his name. Anyway, he said, "Welcome back."
You don't even know. Yeah, that's right.
he said. You're being a crybaby, in his statement, welcome back to rugby. But really, Joseph Swali'i is a rugby league boy, played juniors out in the Penrith area, decided to go to a GPS school because they were going to pay for his tuition. And then, well, you can't do anything else but play rugby. That's it. You're forced to play rugby.
Yeah, well, if rugby union was so damn attractive, the rugby union would be signing all the players in the GPS system. But no, they want to play rugby league. They want to play rugby league. So let them play it.
Unless
can make the choice or you can...
Unless rugby are then going to offer you $1.6 million a year, then you go back to rugby.
Of course.
Welcome home, Joseph.
But as I made yesterday, one other point that's not been widely canvassed. Has anyone asked him, do you want to represent Australia? Because in rugby league, he didn't. You know, like, it's a pretty big investment, $1.6 million, and this bloke pledged his allegiance in rugby league. He's playing for Samoa. He said, I've been brought up Samoa, and it was heartfelt. And I'm not criticising Joseph for that at all. That's how he said in rugby league. I was brought up Samoan. That's who I am and where I come from. And has anyone actually asked him, do you want to play for Australia? I think it's a pretty fair question to ask if you're in rugby union. But anyway, Gus. Gus on 100% footy last night on Channel 9. He went on the attack. He said Joseph should leave the NRL right now.
Every time he scores a try, anything he does in our game, people are going to refer to the fact that he's going to rugby. Why do we need that? Go now. Don't let the door hit you on the ass on the way out. See you later. Gone. He signed a contract for a rugby 18 months before his rugby league contract ends. I've got nothing against the kid. I've loved having him. He's a tremendous athlete. Great for the game. But he's decided to be a rugby player. Bye-bye.
So if it was at your club, you'd move him out the door. You'd say, just go.
I wouldn't do anything to hold him, no. As a code, I'm happy for him to go now. Go now.
Now, Gus went on to say that he wouldn't pick Swali'i in Origin while he's here. He said he understands Freddie's interested, but he said if he was in charge, there's no way he'd pick him. And he also made the point, a very salient point, that you can't do it. You couldn't go to another rugby league club for 2025 yet. So why do we allow someone to go to another sport? You'd have to wait till November this year to be able to sign a deal for 2025 at another club, Brandy. But because he's going to another code, we allow it. So are you on Gus's side? Don't let the door hit you on the ass on the way out, was Gus's quote in all of that.
Sometimes we are a little bit forgiving and a little bit nice, aren't we? I think, as a code, could we bring something into... Would there be any legal... This might be a question for Lee Hadjipan. Tell us, would there be any restraint of trade if you said you aren't allowed to sign with another code until... What could we just make the rule up? Could we set a time limit on it? Could we say as a code legally, you aren't allowed to sign with another code unless your contract is finished,
non-compete clause or those sort of, some clause
like
in a contract.
Just say it's not allowed. You do have that. I do agree with Gus. I agree with Gus that for the next 18 months, and I'll be making sure I don't say it, whenever he scores a try or whenever something happens, Joseph Smart, he's off to rugby in 18 months' time. It'll become monotonous, round and round and round. It's almost like a car race. Round and round, you get dizzy listening to it.
Oh, bring it the car race reference. Lovely. Yeah, and you've experienced that. I haven't, but you have.
But there's part of me that does... There is part of me that agrees with Gus. We are way too nice.
If you're a guy to a league fan, are you allowed to boo him? Are you allowed to boo him? Or where's it going to land? All of that. So where do you stand on this? The pub test. Listeners, 1300 01 1170, the Motorola open line. You can check out the latest smartphones from motorola.com.au. And the Edgewater Homes text line 0457736736. Could be a fiery morning on that basis. Judiciary news, Jack Whiten out for two games. That's not all that flash for the Raiders, sitting second last on the ladder. Isaiah, we told you yesterday, the week that he has the 200 game, big deal for Isaiah to sign until the end of 2027. What a player he has turned out to be.
Big deal for the Panthers to secure him to Vossi for the next 3 years. He's been fantastic, and you know, I said on Fox on Sunday that he's, you know, arguably he's been the best middle, not just the best number 13, but maybe the best middle over the last couple of seasons, because he's a big body. He can play like a front row if you need him to, but he's very, he's got footwork and he's got the ability to pass the ball. He's been a terrific player.
Now, a bit of football news this morning. Oh, by the way, crowds are up too. We'll give you the rundown on the numbers a little later in the show. And Angus Crichton's back at Roosters training. That's good to hear. Socceroos taking on Ecuador tonight. They won 3-1 in Friday night in Sydney. They're in Melbourne tonight at Marvel Stadium. So the Socceroos v Ecuador. We also have Tottenham sacking their manager, Antonio Conte. There's another one gone. 16 months in the job. And Tottenham having a good season, really. Yeah, could finish top four. But I did go back and listen to his press conference, his last press conference. This was after the 3-3 draw at Southampton, a game that they led 3-1. Boy, oh boy, was he fired up that day. He threw the players under the bus. Absolutely threw them under the bus and then took to them with a sledgehammer.
And Southampton are coming last, aren't they? Southampton are at the bottom. They scored an injury time goal to square it up at 3-3. So that was a pretty demoralising loss for Tottenham.
He basically said they weren't trying. He went like Craig Bellamy times 10. Craig Bellamy said they're not sure whether the players care enough about the club the other week. Well, Conte just went on a full-blooded assault for 4 or 5 minutes, tirade of the players, just giving up. No, can't handle pressure, everything. Just hammered them. Anyway, he's gone. And that's what happens in the world of football, it would seem, on a regular basis. So let's get going on this Tuesday morning. I think we're going to have a good debate and a discussion of these issues this morning. And we get Brandy's Formula One story later on today. Can't wait for that one. 21 after 6 in New South Wales, 21 after 5 in Queensland. Breakfast with Vossi and Brandy coming out of the 1170 AM studios in Sydney.
Vossi, Steve says, forget about para. Let's focus on the fact that Brandy is a leather man, and even more disturbing is the fact that, Andrew, you want to borrow them.
We didn't say bring out the gimp. It's not leathers in that way, Pulp Fiction style. Come on. Now, the Tartar Eagle says, morning, boys. Regarding Joseph, can we bring in an early well-being Wednesday? He is copying it from angles and we need to give him a break. I challenge any of your listeners or your fellow media types to say they wouldn't take $1.6 million to change jobs. If Gus could have signed him for 2025, he would have done it in a heartbeat. Thanks, lads. Tarthra, perspective there.
Tarthra, this is nothing to do with Joe Swali'i personally. This isn't him. Like, I mean, we're not saying 1.6, everyone would take it. Like,
yep.
99% of people would say, what, you're going to pay me more? I'll go back and play the game I used to play at school. Absolutely. So this has got nothing to do, really. It's more about the game and what we allow to happen and really.
Well, it's a transit lounge now in his career. We're a transit lounge for the next year.
Well, and we've had this talk many a time with players, and right back to the early 2000s, when Matt Rogers and Wendell and Lottie Tokiri all shifted to rugby union. This was the debate that was going on. Should we allow it to happen? What should happen to these players while they are still in our game?
Maddie of the Central Coast is our first caller on the Motorola open line. Can we just make it official, Dan, just to check in?
Hello, Moto.
Thank you. Maddie, Central Coast, wants to buy into the Joseph Swali'i story. What have you got to say, Maddie? Good morning.
Good morning, guys. Morning, boys. How are we?
Good, Maddie. Good.
Good. I'm sick of hearing about Union saying coming home. Wasn't the Roosters and the Bunnies in a bidding war with him when he was like 15 or something like that? Trying to get him to come play. Wasn't he playing Harold Matthews for South Sydney?
He was with Souths for a very short period. And then the Roosters swooped and took him across town. But and you know they say coming home, but he was actually a Penrith junior. He played for Glenmore Park. He played rugby league for Glenmore Park side. So you know, he's got a history in league before he started playing school rugby. And that's what we're saying, Matty. Most of these boys, they go to these schools because they're given scholarships. And you would take that up too because, you know, it's great to be going to GPS school, the education that they get, the context that you make throughout your schooling life at a GPS school can set you up for your future. So, you know, it's a big carrot that these schools dangle in front of the kids. They go and they play rugby because they have to play rugby because that's the only sport that they're allowed.
That's right.
There's no league.
Choice. No. Matty, great call, and just clarifying, Glenmore Park Brumbies, and then I think he might have even had a season or two with the Coogee Wombats when he moved over to the eastern suburbs. So that was the rugby league grounding of Joseph Swalii before he plays rugby, and it might not have been until he was about 14 at King's. Jack of Maroubra wants to buy into the Gutho story. Jack's a very passionate listener. Jack, what have you got to say about Gutho, the Gutho story?
Yeah.
Gutho Gate.
G'day, boys. G'day, boys. Look, I'm fired up here. Oh, look, it's a complete media build-up here about the Gutho story. Look, end of the day, Parramatta got three spots left for the top 30, okay? The young backup fullback, Sean Russell, he's out at that moment. Parramatta, of course, they've just asked their captain, obviously Gutho, they said, hey, mate, we're after an X factor or a couple of new players to you know, improve our bench and stuff like that. It's not about replacing Clint Gutherson, for God's sake. I mean, I heard Matty Johns talking some crap yesterday about, you know, he's disappointed, blah, 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 blah. Mate, Brandy, tell me honestly deep down, you honestly believe Parramatta have told Gutho face-to-face, hey, mate, we are looking for a fullback to replace you and move you to centres or whatever. What do you think?
You'd like to think that didn't happen, Jack, because it makes no sense.
This morning, even Parra haven't come out and said, we don't deny it because Parra don't want to tell you guys because you talk all this crap all the time and make it a complete media build up. Parramatta sell papers. That Michael Chamis, mate, he brought the story about Mitchell Moses signing. That's the only thing he's got right. Mitchell Moses signed about 8 weeks ago.
Oh, yeah. Jack, appreciate the call. I love the passion. Always love Jack's passion.
Yep.
He fires up.
Jack,
and,
let's hope it's gone down your way.
Yeah, and we go from the passion of Jack. Now, thank you, Jack, for the call on the Motorola open line. Love the passion. 1300 01 1170. We go from that to Jay the Bookman. Reasonable start of the week yesterday,
Jay?
And I think this is going to be most. I think this is going to be pretty good today too. Just got a feeling. Why yours? All yours, Jay.
I was not sure if you heard the news of that construction worker who was jackhammering the floor of a third-story office unit. He crashed through the third floor, also went through the second-floor office unit, and he smashed into an Indian restaurant on the ground floor. He didn't die, but he is in a coma.
Oh, he's back, baby. He's back. He's back. I stand with Jay proudly. Here's the news.
Vanessa, thank you. We're here for Bryden's Lawyers. Unable to work due to injury or illness, contact Bryden's Lawyers. And we've been telling you about Bryden's Lawyers. Your verdict, if you've been knocked out, you can re-register now. Round 7, head to sensurvivor.com.au for your chance to win $2,500. And we love having Bryden's as our major partner on the breakfast show with Fossey and Brandy. Lee Hadjipantelis will join us next week. Lee, not available this week, but he'll join us next week. Dan?
Hello, Moto.
Motorola open line is 1300 01 1170. Check the latest smartphones from motorola.com.au, and the Edgewater Homes text line is 0457 736 736. Edgewater Completed Homes now selling in Catherine Park Estate. edgewaterhomes.com.au.
That is it, and there are plenty of texts and calls as well. Hamstrings driving over the bridge on the text, so thank you for pulling over and sending this message. Morning, guys. Gutho's story seems a bit odd thing. The Parramatta Eels really need another 5'8". I don't think Dylan Brown's anywhere near the potential people thought he had. I disagree. What I saw of Dylan Brown last year, if he can nail that year in, year out, I think damn good 5'8", one of the best in the comp.
Would you say it's been a slow start from Dylan Brown?
Slow start? hasn't matched it. Oh, well, yes and no, if you're on try-assist stats, and sometimes try-assist stat can be a little deceptive, but he had more than Mitchell Moses to open the season. But I just thought Brown was very good last year. One of the reasons Parramatta made the grand final, I dare say.
Oh, yeah. And he had a brilliant season. Yeah, he was brilliant last year. Mm. He was. Back to the Motorola open line, Vossi. And we've got Wade from Wilton. Wade?
Hey, boys. I just think the NRL shot themselves in the foot a bit with the Suoliti issue. Like, other NRL clubs can't negotiate with him until November 1, but we're letting him go negotiate with everyone else. They're trying to say that the West Tigers wouldn't throw 1.5 at him. I reckon they would.
Mm. Yeah, that's an interesting point. So you're saying extend it. Like, if Rugby League could have had a better shot at Swalihi had the clubs been allowed to negotiate even further out, Wade. Don't mind that point.
Yeah. Well, they haven't re-signed Dane Laurie, and you know, they're looking for the next factor. So,
yeah. Wait, that's a very good point. So, and I don't know, like I'm thinking on the run, I don't know whether I want the free market, free-for-all signing blokes 2 years out. I mean, I have a problem with signing 1 year and 15 months out. But in this case, if you knew, could you make some sort of, if you knew this bloke is on the cusp of going to rugby union, the NRL step in and said, right, anyone want to have a crack at him? And to keep him in rugby league. Is that how it could work, Brandy? Because sport was bidding for him. No one else was.
Well, I think as a sport you need to protect yourself a little better than what we are at the moment, and it does it does seem a little bit ridiculous. And I agree with Wade. You know, if and now just on the Swalii signing to rugby union, I heard last night on NRL 360. They were saying, the boys were saying on that the Roosters weren't even informed. The Roosters weren't even informed and said, rugby have offered this is what we're doing. They just signed it and said, oh, there we go, deal's done.
They've been played, the Roosters. The perception is the Roosters have been played. We got the Roosters extension in place for good coin, knowing that we weren't going to go past that. We're off to rugby union.
Well, let's say, but how far down the track has it been now that he signed with rugby? So he's only just triggered that extension. Weeks later signs with rugby union Australia. I don't think it's all going happy over there at the Roosters at the moment because of the way the deal was handled with the ARU.
Wade could be honest. Hey, Wade, we'd like to send you Wade of Wilton. Are you driving to work, Wade?
Yes, I am, yep.
All right, mate. Well, to help you along your way, we want to send you out a Signet Boost power bank. A Signet Boost power bank will keep your phone, tablet and earbuds powered 24/7, mate. That'll help you at work so that you're able to keep listening to SEN while you're on the tools today.
Apparently, they're really good. Apparently, they're great, Wade.
Yeah, they're very good.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
Good on you, Wade. Thanks for calling in, mate.
Good
Trevor
call.
Of Rouse Hill is there. We're going Swalii Gutho. Now let's go back to Gutho with Trevor of Rouse Hill, Brandy.
Trev, g'day.
G'day, guys. G'day. Now, a couple of years ago, Freddie Fittler had Trbojevic as a roving fullback, and it was the greatest move in rugby league, they all said. Parramatta are doing something similar, and you got people like Matthew Johns, who's the most overrated commentator out there, done nothing deep since Red Reagan. And says, oh, it's disrespectful to Guffo. Like, come on, give me a break. They're going to get rid of Wonga Blake. Guffo goes into that roving three spot. Like, it all makes sense. Why wouldn't you do it? It worked for the Origin. I'm surprised no other teams jumped on that bandwagon since.
So who are you signing?
Yeah.
Who are you signing?
Who's the game-breaking fullback?
That's going to make Parramatta better than when having Gutho at fullback, a team that made the grand final last year. Who's going to make them better at fullback?
Well, I don't know. Like, you've got Joey Manu, who's desperate to be in the number one jersey.
Joey Manu.
Well, yeah, I think he's tied up with the Roosters. I don't think Parramatta going to squirrel Joey Manu out of the Roosters. Anyway, good thought, Trev. Know where you're coming from about the roving centre.
Yeah, strategic
Bit tough on Matt.
I must say, these are some of the best quality calls we've had ever to start a program. There's real passion. There's forthright opinion. Loving it. Keep the calls coming. Come at us. Come at us hard. 1-300-01-11-770 on the Motorola open line. This one, Miles from Byron. See, we're all over the place. Miles says, Trent Robinson got rid of Mitchell Pearce to bring in Cooper Cronk. Maybe we're seeing a similar situation develop here with the Eels. I still think it's crazy, but I'm glad we locked up Lockie Miller at my Knights. Anyway, happy fullback shopping Eels. Miles from Byron. People are putting together jigsaw puzzle pieces here. You know, well, trying to get them moving around. And...
Well, it's, you know, if you're swapping Mitchell Pearce with Cooper Cronk, you know, to equate a Clint Gutherson swap, it'd have to be one of the best centres, one of the best fullbacks we've got in our game.
Is Tedesco, who's won a couple of grand finals.
Or Turbo.
Pappenhausen. Turbo. There we go. Is Welsby lurking? Was there some discussion with Jack Welsby when St Helens was in Australia? He has said that he's got an interest to come to the NRL. He's a terrific talent. Would he be any better than Gutho? I'm not sure, but he is a terrific talent, Jack Welsby. I'm just saying. That's another jigsaw puzzle piece, Brandy. Just putting it out there.
Steve has said Jack should get the call up. Jack from Maroubra, the Parramatta fan. That's the caller of the year. Ooh, he said that's best call of the year. And he's backed it up, Steve, with something else. He said, I think I'll save my judgment on the Gutho situation until I hear Petrovsky's thoughts on the matter.
Right.
Tom Petrovsky.
Petrovsky. Excellent. I'd find out about the schooling of Petrovsky. What sport was Petrovsky GPS school? Find out. And this one, as we go to a break. Morning, gents. I get up at 5:20 Brisbane time to go to work and get to listen to The Joke every morning at 5:28. I'm getting in at 5:39 from now on. Regards, Peach from Bow Desert. There we go. Thank you for the call. The text, Peach. Michelle Bishop coming up with a sports update in just a moment for Anytime Fitness.
Mike says on the Edgewater Homes text line, agreed. Tom Petrovsky, we need his thoughts. Matter of fact, he's wasted in finance. I think a job in sport is really his calling. Now, for Anytime Fitness, make your own rules at Anytime Fitness. Michelle Bishop.
Good morning, gents.
Good morning, Michelle.
Good news. Got some good news out of the Roosters for you this morning. And look, it reflects on where exactly Angus Crichton is at. He returned to Roosters headquarters yesterday with the aim of getting back on the field in the NRL after being diagnosed with bipolar disorder, which is quite an ordeal. It's been a huge education process for everyone involved, Angus, his family, the club, teammates. He met with officials last week to get a plan in place for a gradual return. And part of that plan is, of course, him focusing still on himself and alternating between his own personal training in his own situation and the teams and their sessions, meetings, etc. So there's no time frame, and that's not because the Roosters are being secretive about this one. It remains fluid because they just don't actually know. Now, they're hopeful that he could be right to go between 3 and 5 weeks. He'll be with the team on Thursday for their marquee clash against Parramatta at Combank Stadium. And it'll be the first game that he's attended since his diagnosis. And a big positive, he's still very fit. He's been in the gym doing weights and cardio, even when he was in rehab. You know, obviously on a much smaller scale. But guys, if you remember, there was fears that he may never play in the NRL again. So this is with the initial diagnosis. So this is really positive news for him, I guess, for the Roosters and for rugby league. But if it is in 5 weeks' time, circle magic round, Sunday, May 7, up against the Cowboys.
Okay, interesting. Tim Horan yesterday on the program, for our listeners who missed it, Tim Horan said of all the NRL players he'd like rugby to go after, he said Angus Crichton would still be on the top of the list, which is interesting. Now, I mentioned in our intro, but didn't go into the numbers, Michelle. You can crunch the numbers on the crowd figures to start the NRL. Very positive.
We are off to a flyer, the strongest start to a season in history, I believe. We're seeing closer games than ever before, and as a result, bums are on seats, crowds are up, as you say. So the total cumulative attendance of 612,093 through rounds 1 and 4 is over 140,000 more than the same time in 2022. It's a 31% increase this year, with 145,466 more people buying tickets. Big contribution to that that has obviously been the Dolphins, who are 3 from 4. The closer games, as I mentioned, the margins between victories have been tighter than ever. No big surprise, the biggest attendance so far, Suncorp Stadium Friday night, 51,047 between the Broncos and the Dolphins. That was a tight one. Second to that, the Cowboys and Broncos. Queensland are doing it well, guys, at Suncorp, 43,162. And the last one back in Sydney, 36,639, went to the refurbished Allianz Stadium to watch the Roosters beat South 2018.
Ah, good stuff. Gee, that's a good start, isn't it? Crowd-wise, and I know awesome. I know the ratings, the figures watching
huge.
The game are through the roof. Mm. Yep.
Yes. Just one other good quick one. 78% of the games have been decided by 12 points or less. That's massive, and I think that's why people are getting excited. Close competition.
7 of the 8 last weekend, Michelle. 7 of the 8. Only the Dragons game was the blowout, the Dragon Sharks. Michelle, looking forward to the next report already for Anytime Fitness. That'll come up next hour. You're welcomed at Anytime Fitness, no matter who you are or what your goals, and you can update us exactly where you're at with your Anytime Fitness regime.
I'll be back.
Oh, wow.
See you, Michelle.
Impersonations. Mm. Yeah, nice. Go easy on the Parramatta supporters, says Andrew. They have 37 years of built-up angst. So there you go, a little stab at the Eels fans.
Morning, fellas. Love listening to these salty para fans. Get into your para. Get it into your para. I stand with Maddie, says RC. Hey.
Maddie's getting support. And this one. Cut Swali'i loose now. Send Dom Young early. Give Newcastle a new player who wants to play our game. Andy B.
Well, Teamless Tuesday.
There you go.
Yeah.
There. There you go.
Teamless Tuesday. Will Dom Young be in the Newcastle side this week?
Well, probably not. 7 minutes to 7 New South Wales, 7 minutes to 6 in Queensland.
Tony says on the Edgewater Homes text line, it's amazing how everyone says, look after yourselves the best you can, and after he makes himself a superstar on the world stage, he'll return to rugby league for more challenges in life. Anyway, he's going to be a dual international. Good luck, Australia. This isn't an argument about whether Joseph Swali'i has done the right thing for himself. Absolutely. Take the 1.6 for the next 3 years. Mm. It's more about what the game and how the game should deal with a situation like this. And in the future, how do we deal with it? Do we have a player that's playing the game for 2 years, knowing that he's going to rugby after that time? I the more I listen to Gus, the more I'm thinking, well, you know, I think we need to put things in place. If we can, if we can put things in place to say, well, you can't sign a deal with another sport 2 years out before you finish your time here.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Well, let's put that question to our listeners as well. We're going to go straight to your calls out of the news because plenty of people want to have their say on this. So the Motorola open line is smoking on this Tuesday morning. We'll get Michael Carianis with the latest news as well. Tom Burgess is going to be a special guest later in the program. But this text as well. Hello, Morto. The Milton mud crab here. Surely Tim Sheens is licking handrails in Balmain about now. The old licking handrails back. And no, not a happy place. But Tim Sheens is on Sports Day tonight. So you'll hear him on SEN tonight. We've got plenty more coming your way straight after the news. This is Breakfast with Vossie and Brandy. Vossie and Brandy here. Hope you enjoyed this podcast. Don't forget, you can listen live to the show every weekday morning from 6 till 9.
Tune in through 1170 AM in Sydney or anywhere in the world through the SEN app.